感谢主，大家晚安。
Praise and thank God, and a good evening to everyone.
啊，非常高兴有机会跟我们大家一起学习道理。
I'm very delighted to have the opportunity to study the truth with everyone tonight.
啊，按照我们星期三查经的进度，应该是列王记上十四章。
According to our weekly Bible reading schedule, we should be on 1 Kings 14 tonight.
啊，这一章主要是谈到耶罗波安王。
And the topic of this chapter mainly deals with King Jeroboam.
啊，但是耶罗波安王的事迹应该从十一章就开始。
But the stories of King Jeroboam starts from chapter 11.
啊，所以前面的部分啊，我想做一个复习。
So I want to use a few minutes to give a brief overview of what happened before.
我们知道所罗门王啊，因为他娶了很多外邦的妃嫔。
And we know that because Solomon had many foreign wives.
啊，他随从这些外邦女子啊，啊，让他们去拜偶像，又为他们建造啊祭坛。
And not only did he allow his wives to worship idols, but he also built temples for them.
所以惹了神的怒气啊，神就把他的王国啊，把他收回。
And so this provoked the wrath of God, and he took back his kingdom.
啊，所以所罗门王晚年的时候啊，内忧外患。
And so in the latter days of Solomon, he was quite troubled.
神借着外国来攻打他。
God used external kingdoms or outside kingdoms.
在国内也兴起了一些仇敌来跟他作对。
And he was attacked both within and from without.
那其中一个仇敌啊，就是耶罗波安。
And one of the enemies that stemmed from within was Rehoboam.
他后来就是耶罗波安呐、啊，带领一些人成立了北朝的以色列国，让王国分裂。
And Jeroboam established a northern kingdom in Israel.
圣经里面说，耶罗波安呐、啊，他是一个很卑微的身份出身的。
And the Bible describes Jeroboam as one that was born of a lowly status.
他是一个寡妇的儿子。
And he was a son of a widow.
但是因为他很有才干，而且做事很殷勤。
Because he was very capable and also very industrious.
所以曾经被所罗门王重用。
And so he was favored and used by King Solomon.
啊，来管理所罗门呐、啊、所建造的各样的工程。
And to manage all the construction projects that King Solomon had going on.
啊，有一天呐、啊，这个先知亚西亚。他在旷野遇到耶罗波安。
And one day, the prophet Ahijah met Jeroboam on the road.
先知身上穿了一件新衣服。
And the prophet was wearing a new garment.
他就把它撕成十二片。
And he tore his garment into 12 pieces.
然后拿十片啊给耶罗波安。
And he took 10 pieces for Jeroboam.
说你把这十片拿去。
Saying that, go and take these 10 pieces.
因为所罗门王啊啊犯罪得罪神。
For King Solomon had sinned against the Lord.
啊，所以神要把他的国啊十个支派夺过来啊交给你。
And God will take back his 10 tribes, and entrust them to you.
那先知又对耶罗波安说。
And the prophet also said to Jeroboam,
你如果听从神所吩咐的一切话,
and he says, if you obey the command, keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord,
能够行神的道, 行神眼中看为正的事情,
and do the deeds that are pleasing in the eyes of God,
说神就要跟你同在, 为你立定坚固的家。
It says that the Lord will be with you and establish your kingdom.
啊，好像神为大卫所立的家一样。
Just as his father, just as he did for Solomon's father David.
啊，后来因为这个耶罗波安叛变啊，所以所罗门要杀他，他就跑到埃及去。
And because Jeroboam rebelled and was being pursued by King Solomon, Jeroboam fled to Egypt.
所罗门死掉以后啊，他的儿子罗伯安继承作王。
And after the death of Solomon, his son Rehoboam came into succeeded him.
所以有人啊就把耶罗伯安啊找回来。
And so, someone, they came and sought after Rehoboam.
啊，就带着以色列百姓啊去见罗伯安王。
They sought after Jeroboam and brought him to see Rehoboam.
说你的父亲给我们重担。
And he says that your father has brought about burdens onto us.
希望你做王以后啊，能够减轻我们的负担。
And we hope that after you are made king, that you will lessen these burdens.
罗伯安王说啊，你们回去三天以后啊，我再答复你们。
And Rehoboam told him that go and I will answer you in 3 days.
后来三天以后啊，罗伯安照着一些少年人的建议。
And 3 days later, according to the advice of the young men,
说我父亲给你们重担，我要给你们更重的担。
He says, my father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke.
我的父亲用鞭子打你们，我要用蝎子鞭打你们。
And he says that my father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions.
所以以色列人说啊，大卫家，我们跟你没有关系啦。
And so the Israelites said that we have nothing, no inheritance to David.
所以有十个支派啊，就立耶罗伯安呐 啊来做他们的王。
And so 10 tribes established Jeroboam as their king.
啊，当然这也是神的旨意啊，因为所罗门犯错啊，所以神让他的王国啊。
And of course, this was according to the will of God, for Solomon had sinned, and therefore his kingdom was divided.
虽然先知曾经对耶罗伯安说，你如果要让你的国家安定。
And the prophet said, once said to Jeroboam that if you want to have peace and stability in your kingdom,
你就是要遵行神的道。
You must keep according to the Lord's commandments.
但是我们看到耶罗伯安啊做王以后，他的做法却不一样。
But we see that after Jeroboam became king, his deeds were not correct in the sight of God.
因为他为着要维持他的权势地位。
In order to maintain his authority and power.
所以一方面呢、啊、他建造这个世界呢、啊、建造城啊大城啊。
He built great cities.
啊另外因为他怕以色列民呢、啊、如果又到耶路撒冷去拜神的话啊可能以色列人呢、啊啊，将来也会归附罗伯安王。
And he also feared that if the people in Israel went to worship in the city of Jerusalem, in the future they may become subject to Rehoboam.
所以为着维持他政治上的利益。
And in order to maintain his sustain his political advantage.
所以他就在但跟伯特利啊造了两个金牛。
He built two calves, golden calves between Dan and Bethel.
然后告诉以色列人说啊，你们要到耶路撒冷去拜神啊，很困难。
And he told his people that it is difficult for you to worship in Jerusalem.
啊，这个金牛啊，这就是领我们出埃及的神。
And these calves are the ones that are the gods that led us out of Egypt.
啊，所以他就叫百姓啊，就到但跟伯特利啊。啊，在那边拜偶像。
And so he instructed his people to Dan and Bethel to worship the golden calves.
啊，也把不是利未人的一般百姓啊立作祭司。
And he even set those who were not Levites as priests.
定八月十五号啊做节期。
And he established the 15th day of the 8th month as a day of a festival.
所以我们看到耶罗伯安呢、啊，啊，他为着要维持他的政治利益呀、啊，这个犯了很严重的罪。
So we see that King Jeroboam, in order to sustain his political advantage, he committed a great sin.
事实上，先知已经告诉他，所罗门王的王国会分裂。
And actually, the prophet had already told him that Solomon's kingdom will be divided.
就是因为离弃神拜偶像。
And it's because, solely because they have left God and worshipped idols.
所以神才把十个支派交给耶罗伯安。
And that is why God had given the 10 tribes to Jeroboam.
啊，神要耶罗伯安说，你要离开偶像啊，啊，敬畏神，啊，神才会让你的王位啊，能够
And God wanted Jeroboam to draw close to God and depart from the idols, and therefore he will sustain his kingdom. But on the other, in actuality, after Jeroboam became king, he committed great sins.
让以色列人啊，一族都在现在那个。 拜偶像的重罪里面,
and so he allowed the Israelites to fall into the state of idol worshiping.
所以圣经里面啊，有关耶罗波安造金牛，让以色列民陷在最终最计划连续反路的一直出现.
And so the description, the account of the Israelites building the golden calf, worshiping the golden calves, and committing this great sin of idol worshiping is constantly repeated throughout these books. And all the kings of the northern kingdom are continued in this sin.
当然，耶罗波安的错误啊，神给他。 很多的警告啊，促进他要悔改。
But God had given King Jeroboam many warnings to allow him opportunity to repent.
但是很可惜啊，他一直执迷不悟啊，最后神就把他毁掉。
No, but unfortunately, he was never he never took a charge of these warnings, never took heed of these warnings, and so he was later destroyed by God.
所以在上一章13章里面。
And so in the previous chapter, in chapter 13,
谈到说神从这个南朝。 犹大的地方啊，派来一个神人来。
It records about a man of God that the Lord sent out of Judah.
那个时候，耶罗波安刚好在伯特利啊那个偶像的坛那里献祭。
And at the time, Jeroboam was standing by the altar in Bethel to offer incense.
啊，神人来的时候就向这个坛啊呼喊。
And when the man of God came to the altar, he said,
说将来啊，有一位大卫家里面有一个王叫做耶西亚。
He says, a son shall be born to the house of David, Josiah by name.
将来要把这个在偶像坛这边烧香的祭司把他杀掉。
And he shall sacrifice on you the priests of the high places who offer incense on
you. 上面的一些人的骨头都要拿出来焚烧。
And human bones shall be burned on you.
啊，当然，这个是以后啊，神要对啊这个北朝的一个刑罚。
Of course, this is referring to the punishment that God will inflict on the northern kingdom.
啊，那当时啊，神给他一个记号，说这个坛啊，祭坛会破掉，啊，上面的灰啊会洒出来。
And there was a sign that the Lord has spoken to them that the altar shall be torn down, and the ashes that are on it shall be poured out.
耶罗波安王啊，听到这个神人的喊叫以后啊，他就伸手说把他抓起来。
And when Jeroboam heard this cry from the man of God, he said to his people to seize him.
但是王啊，手一伸出来以后啊，他就干枯掉了，就收不回来。
But when he stretched out his hand, the hand withered, and he was unable to draw it back.
那个祭坛就破掉了，灰就洒出来了。
And so the altar was torn down, and the ashes were poured out.
啊，王就请这个。 神人说为他祷告。And
the king pleaded with the implored the man of God to
pray
for him, to intercede for him.
他的手就复原了。And
when the man of God interceded for him, his hand was restored.
所以神特别从南朝啊派神人来警告他。So
God sent the man of God from the southern kingdom of Judah specifically to warn Jeroboam.
但是耶罗波安还是没有醒悟过来。But
yet he did not awaken.
啊，同时这个神人呐、啊，他后来又违背了神的命令。And
of course, this man of God went against God's commands.
其实这也对耶罗波安呐、啊，也是一种的提醒跟警告。And
actually, this is a reminder as well as a warning for Jeroboam as well.
因为神人呐、啊，虽然耶罗波安王要留他吃饭喝水啊，他说我不可以。
And even though the man of God denied, refused Jeroboam's offer for food and drink.
因为神叫我不可以在这边啊吃饭喝水。
Because he said that the Lord told him not to eat or drink water in this place.
所以他说，你就是把国家的一半给我啊，我都不会接受的。
And he says, even if you were to give me half your kingdom, I will not go with you.
结果他就回去了。
And so he went his way.
后来有一个老先知的儿子啊，知道这个事情。
And later on, a son of an old prophet heard of this matter.
啊，把这个事情告诉这个老先知。And
he told his what happened to his father.
啊，老先知就去追啊，追赶这个神人。And
so this old prophet went after the man of God.
啊，然后跟他讲说，我也是先知啦。啊，神叫我带你回去啊，吃饭喝水。
He says, I am also a prophet, and the Lord instructed me to bring you back. back into my house to eat food and drink water.
后来这个先神人啊就被老先知骗了。
So the man of God was deceived by the old prophet.
当他在吃饭喝水的时候啊神的话就临到了。
And when, as he was eating and drinking, the word of God came to, upon him.
说你既然违背神的命令啊所以你必没有办法葬在你祖先的坟墓里。
It says, because you have disobeyed the word of the Lord, your body shall not come to your ancestral tomb.
所以这个神人回去的路上啊就被一只狮子把他咬死。
And so as the, on the road back for the man of God, he was killed by a lion.
啊也没有把他撕碎。
The lion did not tear him apart.
明显啊这是因为他违背神的命令啊。啊，神给他的一种惩罚。
And this is apparent that because he had disobeyed the word of God, that that was his punishment.
这让我们知道说神的话语是很绝对的。
This lets us know that God's word is absolute.
没有似而又非的。
There is not nothing in between.
啊，所以这也是要让耶罗波安知道啊，你违背神的命令啊，最后的结果啊，一定是不好的。
And this also serves as a reminder for Jeroboam to know that if you are to disobey the commandment of God, the result will not be good.
但是说这些事情以后啊，耶罗波安还是不离开他的恶道。
But after knowing of these things, Jeroboam still did not depart from his evil ways.
所以神就想要把他的家把他除灭。
And so God, the judgment fell upon his house.
啊，接下来就是十四章了。
And so, now we move on to chapter 14.
神在警告他，就是让耶罗波安的儿子啊，亚比亚生病。
And God's warning to Jeroboam was through the sickness of his son Abijah.
耶罗波安就叫他的妻子说啊，你打扮成为一般的妇人。
And Jeroboam instructed his wife to clothe herself as a normal person.
那你到示罗的地方啊，去找一个先知亚西亚。
And go into Shiloh and look for the prophet Ahijah.
因为亚西亚先知啊，曾经预言耶罗波安要做王。
Because prophet Ahijah was the one that prophesied that Jeroboam was to be king.
啊，所以。耶罗波安啊，儿子生病的时候，啊，他就叫他的妻子啊去见先知。
So when his son fell sick, he asked his wife to go meet the prophet.
要问看呐、啊，他的儿子啊将来会怎样
？And to find out what will happen to his son in the future.
那、啊、虽然这个先知啊年纪已经相当老迈
，And so even though this prophet was advanced in age,
啊眼睛啊几乎都看不见了
，And his eyes were dim due to his age,
但是他心灵的眼睛却非常的明亮
，But yet his spiritual eyes were very clear.
啊，所以神就事先啊啊把这个事情就告诉亚西亚先知
，And God had already told prophet Ahijah what is to come.
说耶罗波但耶罗波安的妻子要来问你。
He told her that the wife of King Jeroboam will go meet him.
啊，因为他的儿子病了。
Because for his son is sick.
啊，他虽然打扮成为一般的妇人。
And even though she pretended to be another woman.
啊，但是啊，你要把那个凶恶的信息啊告诉他。
But you shall tell him the true and bitter message.
所以我们看到说，这个先知虽然年纪大。眼睛看不清楚。
And so we see that even although the old prophet was advanced in age and his eyes were dim,
但是他跟神之间的关系是很密切，心灵的眼睛是很明亮。
But his relationship with God was very close and his spiritual eyes were very clear.
所以当这个耶罗波安的妻子啊进门的时候
，So when the wife of Jeroboam entered into through the door,
啊亚西亚说听到他的脚步声。
And Prophet Ahijah heard her steps.
他就说啊，耶罗波安的妻子啊，你进来吧。
He says, "Come in, wife of Jeroboam."
啊，你为什么要装作别的妇人呢
？Why do you pretend to be another?
啊，我奉差遣啊，把那个凶恶的事啊告诉你。
For I am charged with heavy tidings for you.
然后告诉他说，你回去啊，告诉你的丈夫耶罗波安。
He says, "Go tell Jeroboam."
神把他高级啊，把十个支派赐给他。
And because the Lord has exalted him from among all the people.
就是要他能够遵守神的命令啊，来带领以色列人。
So that he could keep the Lord's commandments and lead his people of Israel.
但是没想到他竟行神眼中看为恶的事情。
But he unexpectedly did what was evil in the sight of God.
铸造了很多偶像啊, 乳神的发怒。
He has made for himself other gods and images, provoking the Lord's anger.
为神要把灾祸啊, 降临到耶罗波安的家。
And so the Lord will bring evil upon the house of Jeroboam.
说耶罗波安家里面所有的男丁啊,
And woes will fall upon the house of Jeroboam. And all the males of Jeroboam shall be cut off.
属在城中的要被狗吃。
And those that die in the city shall be devoured by dogs. And those that die in the open country shall be eaten by birds.
而且啊，当这个耶罗波安的妻子回到城的时候啊，他说他的脚一进城啊，他的儿子就会死掉。
And he also said that when Jeroboam's wife enters back into the city, the child shall die.
虽然他这个儿子啊死掉啊，但是也是他家中唯一啊能够安然进坟墓的人。
But although the child died, the child was perhaps the only one that was able to come to go to the grave in peace.
所以只有他家里面只有这个儿子啊向神显出善行。
Because only this son was found pleasing in the eyes of the Lord.
所以唯有他能够啊就是能够安然离世。
And so he was able to peacefully die and be buried.
所以神再一次用这个耶罗波安的儿子啊来警告他。
So once again, the Lord uses Jeroboam's son as a warning to him.
但是啊，耶罗波安呢还是没有办法啊回头。
But again, Jeroboam was unwilling or unable to turn back.
我们看历代志下的十四十三章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles 13.
历代志下13章
2 Chronicles 13
这是神给耶罗波安啊另外一个警告
This is another warning given to Jeroboam by the Lord
当时这个罗波安的儿子啊亚比央啊也叫做亚比亚啊他做王
And at the time Abijam the son of Rehoboam was the king of Judah
如果在内王记上啊谈到这个罗波安的儿子啊做王三年 他是一个不好的王。
And in 1 Kings, it describes Rehoboam's son reigning for 3 years, and he was also an evil king in the sight of the Lord.
所以主做王三年呢，就死掉了，就换亚撒。
And so after 3 years, he died, and and Asa succeeded him.
不过在历代志下13章却记载亚比央啊，亚比亚。 在纣王当中啊所发生的一件事情。And
2 Chronicles 13 accounts of what happened during Abijah's reign.
虽然讲起来他也不是一个好王。And
although Abijah was not a good king.
但是他在那个战争危急当中啊，他能够呼求神呐。But
during the heat of the battle, he was able to call onto God.
神就拯救他，让他得胜利。
And God rescued him, allowed him to be victorious.
这个对耶罗波安来讲啊, 也是一个很重要的一种警告。
And once again, this will serve as a very important warning to Jeroboam.
这里讲到说啊, 南朝犹大跟北朝啊, 以色列啊, 他们常常在征战。
It says that the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah was constantly in battle.
耶罗波安啊, 曾经带着80万大军。
And Jeroboam once brought 800,000 mighty warriors.
跟南朝的亚比亚王啊，来征战。
And fought against Abijah of the southern kingdom.
南朝的军队啊，是40万左右一半。
And the southern kingdom only had half the number of soldiers.
但是这个亚比亚他向耶罗波安啊讲了一些话。
Abijah spoke some words to Jeroboam.
他说你们要知道啊，神跟以色列人跟大卫家立了一个约。
He says that you need to know that the Lord has established a covenant with David.
13章的第5节。
This is in verse 5 of chapter 13.
这个约啊，就是永远啊不改变不朽坏的。
And he made a covenant of salt with David that shall never change.
因为大卫是一个合神心意的人。
For David was a person that was
So神跟大卫啊，跟他的祖孙立约，要让他的祖孙一直 世世代代做王。
And that is why the Lord made a covenant with David so that his descendants can continue succeeding him in the kingship.
这是神跟大卫家所立的言约。
And this is the covenant of salt established by God with David.
那他说啊，耶罗波安啊，却反叛了罗波安王。
But yet Jeroboam rebelled against Rehoboam, defied
Rehoboam. And
Rehoboam was young and at the time and could not withstand him.
But
then later on, Rehoboam also built many golden calves.
把这个祭司啊，利未人啊，都赶到赶出了这个以色列。
And he cast the Levites and the priests out of Israel.
啊，另外啊，按照外邦人的恶习啊，立了凡民做祭司。
And against the, and then he also set ordinary people as priests.
啊，但是南朝的犹大国啊，他们有祭司立位人啊，啊，在耶路撒冷啊。照着神的律法在敬拜神，没有改变。
But the southern kingdom of Judah had Levites and priests worshiping in the temples, conducting duties in the temples according to God's commands.
所以亚比亚对耶罗伯安说啊
，And so Abijah said to Jeroboam,
你现在带着大军啊，要来跟我们打仗。
He says that you have brought your great army to fight us.
但是啊，因为你们离开了神呢、啊。啊，没有所神的诫命，所以神不会帮助你们的。
But because you have departed from the Lord will not help you.
啊，我们遵守神的命令，所以率领我们的是真神。
And because we have continued to abide by God's commands, the one that leads us is God.
啊，我们有神的带领啊，啊，有祭司吹号，我们一定能够得胜。
And he says, "See, God is with us at our head, and His priests have their battle trumpets to sound the call of battle against you."
啊，这个是亚比亚王啊，对耶罗伯安所讲的话。
And these are the words spoken to Jeroboam by Abijah.
啊，所以在征战当中啊，在危险当中，他还是能够信靠神啊。
And so during the time of a war, he was still able to rely upon God.
他说那个时候虽然耶罗伯安王啊，他很有计谋的。
And at the time, Jeroboam also plotted against others.
他除了说啊有八十万大军以外。
And he was quite deceptive, even though besides the 800,000 mighty men that he had,
排在这个犹太人的面前，另外一部分的军队啊，就埋伏在犹太人的后面。
He placed these soldiers before the people of Judah, but also he hid some surrounding them.
所以呢，是计划前后啊，把这个犹太的军队啊，把它夹攻起来。
And so his plot was to surround the army of Judah.
如果在人来看呢、啊，这是一种非常巧妙的一种战术。
And from ordinary perspective, it seems like a good strategy.
啊，犹太人呢、啊，几乎是等于被整个以色列的军队把它包围起来了。
And it seems like the men of Judah were surrounded by the Israelite soldiers.
如果再按照一般的状况啊，犹太人一定失败的。
And under ordinary circumstances, the men of Judah would for sure lose.
啊，但是当犹太人说啊，看到前头都是敌人的军队。
But when the men of Judah saw that the ahead of them and behind them,
所以他们就大声啊呼喊啊，求神能够来帮助他们。
Were the army of Israel, they cried loudly for the Lord to help them.
他说那些祭司也大声都吹号。
And the priests also blew the trumpets.
他说以神就啊帮助这些啊犹大人。
And so God helped the people of Judah and gave the Israelites into their hands.
我们看十三章的十五节。
Let's read chapter 13, verse 15.
十三章十五节。13 verse 15.
Second Chronicles 13 verse 15.
说于是犹大人呐喊的时候啊，神就使耶罗波安和以色列众人呐、啊、败在亚比亚犹太人的面前。十六节。
16。
以色列人呢、啊，在犹大人的面前逃跑，神将他们交在犹大人手里。十七节。
17。
亚比亚和他的军兵啊，大大的杀戮以色列人。以色列人呢、啊，扑倒死亡的精兵有五十万。十八节。
18。
那时以色列人啊被祝福了，犹大人得胜，是因为依靠主他们列祖的神。十九节
19
啊，亚比亚追砍罗波安啊，攻起了他们几个城，就是伯特利和其他的一些城。好、哦，我们看到说这一场征战本来从那个势力来讲啊，以色列人是占优势的。
And so we see that in this war, actually the Israelites had the greater advantage.
但是犹太人啊，他们能够在征战危险当中啊，向神呼求。
But Judah, in time of trouble, they were able to shout out and cry to the Lord.
神就帮助他们，让他们大大得胜。
And so God helped them to deliver the enemies into their hands.
啊，以色列人啊，八十万的精兵当中啊，被杀了五十万。
And out of the 800 mighty men of Israel, 500,000 fell.
那他们当中的一些城啊，也被犹太人啊占领了。
And the Judah also took over their cities.
包括这个偶像啊啊，做造金牛犊的那个伯特利城
，including the city of the golden one of the cities of the golden calves in Bethel。
那所以圣经里面讲说，耶罗波安呐、啊，后来他就没有办法强盛起来。
And so the Bible records that Jeroboam was never able to become strong
again。
因为、啊、
他离弃了神。
For he had departed from the Lord。
那所以我们看到说啊，耶罗波安离开了神以后啊。
So we see that when Jeroboam had departed from God,
啊，他就一直失败。啊，神借着很多方法一直提醒、警告他。
He continued to fail time and time again, although the Lord kept on sending him warnings.
但是很可惜啊，他就一直的执迷不悟到底。
But sadly, he did not heed these warnings and continued to be.
到最后说神就攻击他，结果他就死掉了。
And in the end, the Lord attacked him and he died.
他死掉了以后，他的儿子啊，拿达接续他做王。
And after his death, his son Nadab succeeded him.
但是主做王两年。
And he only reigned for 2 years.
啊，就有一个大臣啊起来反叛他。
And there was a great city that came up against him.
啊，结果这个巴沙起来就把那个耶罗波安的儿子把他杀掉，助立为王。
And then they killed Jeroboam's son and became the king.
啊，那么后来巴沙做王以后啊，就把耶罗波安家所有的男丁啊全部杀掉。
And so after Baasha reigned over Israel, he killed all the sons in the house of Jeroboam.
说真的，按照那个先知所讲的预言啊，就这样实现。
And the words of the prophet was fulfilled.
所以那我们看到说啊，一个人如果离弃了神啊，就没有办法亨通。
We can see from this that when a person departs from the Lord, he will not be successful in his ways.
本来所罗门王的错误。
Originally, the fault of Solomon.
啊，所以神才让这个耶罗波安有做王的机会。
God allowed Jeroboam this opportunity to reign as king.
啊，但是耶罗波安呐、啊，却没有办法记起啊。所罗门的错误的教训。
But Solomon, Jeroboam was unable to learn from the mistakes of Solomon.
啊，他为着要固守他的权威啊，而且犯的更严重、更大的罪。
And in order to keep his power, he committed even greater sins.
不但他最后的王位没有办法保住啊，而全家遭遇到毁灭。
In the end, not only did he not keep his throne, but his entire household, his descendants. Fell into jeopardy.
啊，所以神给人有服侍他的机会。
So the Lord gives people opportunity to serve Him.
啊，那当人在服侍神当中啊，应当去寻求啊，查验神的旨意。
And so as we are serving the Lord, we must continually seek His will.
说主要神的律法常常在我们的口中。
As long as the Lord's statutes and ordinances,
我们能够谨守遵行。
In our and we can follow in His statutes and ordinances.
然后我们的道路啊就能够凡事亨通顺利。
Then our path will be made straight and clear in everything that we do.
但是一个人啊，如果离弃神呐、啊，最后的结果啊，啊就带来更大的破坏。
But if a person departs from the Lord, his outcome is a woe.
啊，就是我们从耶罗波安的一生当中啊，所带给我们一个见解啊，也是一个很重要的教训。
And this is also a lesson and a warning that we can learn from the life of Jeroboam.
我们来唱诗379首。
Let us sing hymn 379. 379. 379.